The Truth Commentary with Rob Pugh, publisher of the Wisconsin Christian News, a ministry dedicated to the truth revealed through Jesus Christ, encouraging listeners to stand boldly as the King's return is at hand.
It turns out we live in a totalitarian police state, and most people don't even realize it. They've become so accustomed to the ever-expanding laws, rules, and regulations that big government has imposed on us all. Today, there's virtually nothing we can do without being extorted by government and obtaining their permission first, and of course, paying the associated fees. As one person put it, we're living on a tax farm as free-range humans. A few examples. We must ask the government's permission now to collect rainwater, plant a garden, go fishing, own a property, start a business, build a home, or do any type of home improvement. Own a dog, drive a car, get married, own a weapon, go hunting, hold a rally, and even set up a lemonade stand. As for the fees, here are just a few. Property tax, sales tax, state and federal income tax, marriage license fees, local school taxes, vehicle registration fees, estate taxes, waste management taxes, dog license fees, driver's license fees, gasoline taxes, gift taxes, social security taxes, unemployment taxes, fishing license fees, highway and bridge tolls, hotel taxes, license plate fees, parking fees, self-employment taxes, sewer and water taxes, and tire taxes. If the leftists and globalists get their way, they'll soon be imposing a tax on even the air we breathe in the form of a carbon tax. I understand that government needs funding to operate, but things are out of control. We're not getting back even close to a reasonable return on our so-called investment. It's flat-out extortion in most cases. And I'll reiterate what I've asked so many times before. Why does the government need our money at all? Most government entities operate at a staggering deficit, yet any time they like, they simply take out another credit card in our name and continue their spending binge. How many times have we heard of yet another crisis with a government shutdown looming and then suddenly another continuing resolution is passed? The government pulls money out of thin air anytime they like, never intending to reconcile the books. The crushing taxes and fees we all pay just to live our daily lives are a mere drop in the bottomless bucket compared to the financial abuse, waste, and fraud our politicians see as their normal way of life. Then these same politicians have the audacity to send out appeals for donations to help fund their next campaign so they can keep on doing what they've always done. They're totally unaccountable, and that's totally unacceptable. I did have some hope when we saw a while back the Department of Government Efficiency uncovering absurd, wasteful spending and slashing it. We heard of billions of dollars being saved and reclaimed for the American people. A step in the right direction, I thought. Finally. But it seems that was short-lived, and it all ended abruptly with not much change at all. And so far, in the new Trump administration, we've heard nothing about easing the tax burden on the American people. Speaking of government overreach, let me tell you the story of a young man here in rural northern Wisconsin. Max McKinney lives in Spooner, Wisconsin. He's 15 years old and should be an inspiration to all young people. Max is an ambitious and enterprising young man. He holds 3 jobs and is wisely saving his money for the future. In what was to be his 4th job, he took the initiative to build a 6x15-foot shed built on skids and opening his own bait shop at the end of his grandfather's driveway. According to AgWeb.com, McKinney is a workhorse, no lounging in a bedroom playing video games or scrolling an iPhone. He handles 3 summer jobs as a canoe rental crew member, Little League umpire, and babysitter. A bait stand was to be his 4th job. I started planning for summer and thought a bait stand on the farm would be perfect to work on the weekends and maybe make a little money, McKinney says. I want to be a doctor in the future and I'm willing to work hard and save money any way I can. Late last fall, he began raising worms in his parents' garage and building his shed, which he pulled to the end of his grandfather's driveway in time for the opening of fishing season. Along with the bait, he also added snacks, water, sold several kiddie fishing poles along with t-shirts printed with his logo, Spooner Lake Bait Store. Friends and family took big note of his efforts. So did Washburn County zoning officials. After his second weekend of sales, the county sent his grandfather a letter declaring the stand to be a general merchandise store and ordered it to be closed immediately or face stiff daily fines and penalties. They gave him 14 days to remove the small structure from the property. No county official ever visited Max's stand. They just sent the threatening letter. In fact, when his grandpa went into the main office to request a site visit, the officials refused. "Our decision is final," they said. "People should be disgusted by this because it doesn't pass the smell test," his grandfather concluded. "Nickel and dime a 15-year-old kid on a farm over zoning like he's an outlaw? No, my grandson Max is the kind of kid this country needs more of." But after lowering the hammer on this industrious kid, the county was forced to back off 2 months later due to Wisconsin's 2019 lemonade stand law. It allows minors to operate and sell anything that's not potentially hazardous on property that the owner gives permission to. The county reluctantly allowed Max's bait shop to reopen in July. Washburn County released a statement saying, "The zoning committee voted not to pursue enforcement action regarding the roadside bait shop and will meet in the future to address how Wisconsin's 2019 and related statutes impact Washburn County's zoning ordinance." So the county messed up, but rest assured they'll be working to find a way to extort money from anyone else that dares to try doing something productive on their own property in the future. In researching this story, I was surprised to discover that lemonade stands run by children are prohibited in 34 states due to various regulations, health codes, and permit requirements. Good grief, leave the kids alone. When my own children were young, they very much enjoyed having a lemonade stand at the end of our driveway. It was a great summer pastime and taught them the value of work, being industrious and entrepreneurial. It would never have occurred to us as parents that such an activity could ever become illegal, but now, in many places, it is. An example would be Minnesota, you know, the state where nothing is allowed. Up until a few years ago, lemonade stands were only legal there with a proper permit, which cost about $50. Yeah, the government needed that $50 from kids with a little bit of ambition who just wanted to learn to work and have some productive fun. And speaking of Minnesota and getting back to fishing, I also learned that fishing without a license in Minnesota can lead to a fine of between $100 and $3,000. Offenders may also face up to a year in jail, have their boats, trailers, and motor vehicles impounded, and lose all future rights to fishing in that state. Doesn't sound much like the days of Andy Griffith and Opie going down to the old fishing hole, does it? Politicians and government bureaucrats love to wield their power and impose rules and regulations on people and property. They've caused personal rights to become virtually extinct in this country. Moreover, they love schemes that will provide a steady stream of extortion money to always have at their disposal. And they will heap fines and penalties on any poor soul that dare defy their carefully crafted plans. It doesn't matter that all the government overreach makes no sense and provides no reasonable service. These so-called public servants are consumed with the power they hold over others. It's wicked and sadistic. There are so many of these needless laws and regulations that only serve to keep the people enslaved and beholden to the almighty state. And meanwhile, our nation has serious problems that few are willing to address, especially in the blue areas of our country, where leftists push ridiculous radical agendas meant only for social engineering, openly discriminating against anyone conservative and getting away with it under color of law. I could talk about DEI, which stands for Diversity, Equity, Inclusion, but actually means didn't earn it. The push for transgender rights and sexualization of our children, including pornography and drag queens in public schools. The climate change hoax. Sanctuary cities filled with benefits for illegals, although the cities themselves are bankrupt. Not to mention the vilification of law and order while simultaneously defunding the police. It's insanity. Now these leftists are having a mental meltdown as Donald Trump has sent the National Guard to handle situations that failed city mayors and failed leftist governors have refused to deal with. Most recently, Trump deployed the National Guard to bring law and order to the Washington, D.C. area, one of the most violent cities in our country. Homicide rates there are the fourth highest in the nation. And if D.C. were a state, it would be the one with the highest rate of violent crime in the entire U.S. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser has condemned the Trump administration for sending in the National Guard, calling it a totalitarian takeover. Leftists have rioted in the streets, pushing back against law and order. I wonder if they had a permit for that. But the police chief there has welcomed the help as the district has struggled with fewer police officers and budget cuts. Some are claiming this is just the start of nationwide martial law, and Trump has hinted that he'd like to deploy National Guard troops in other high-crime cities, all of which, as far as I can tell, are blue or Democrat-run cities. Chicago, Detroit, Philadelphia, New York, Los Angeles, Minneapolis, to name just a few. All of these cities are plagued by violent crime, short on police staff, and while the jails are full there, most of them have no bail judges, meaning they're basically catch-and-release cities, where someone can commit a violent crime at 2 a.m. and be released in time for breakfast. Just to be clear, here's the stated goal of America's National Guard. The National Guard serves a dual role as both a state and federal military force. Under normal circumstances, it operates under the command of state governors and can be activated for domestic emergencies, such as natural disasters including hurricanes, floods, and wildfires, to provide aid, conduct search and rescue operations, and maintain order. Governors may also deploy the National Guard for civil unrest, such as riots or protests, to support law enforcement. So there you have it. Trump is well within his rights to deploy the Guard to support law enforcement. I don't see this as any kind of totalitarian control. I see this as long overdue law and order returning to our streets. Maybe some common sense returning to our cities. Someone has needed to take action to reclaim our once beautiful American cities, now turned into cesspools of crumbling neighborhoods, no-go zones, and enter-at-your-own-risk public spaces. Law and order is necessary and needs to be restored. Violent crime must be prosecuted and the perpetrators punished. Police officers should be honest, brave, and fair, not defunded and disrespected. Returning law and order, and even just enforcing the laws already on the books, is necessary and needed. We should feel safe in our own neighborhoods wherever they may be. This is an example of doing what's best for the people. And it's such a stark contrast when you look at the idiotic things that power-hungry leftist bureaucrats focus on to wield their power over innocent people, including kids. And then how these same people go stark raving mad when common sense protection of innocent people is suggested. It's insanity, and we should expect nothing less when we deliberately choose to despise Almighty God. Audio CDs and transcripts of this message are available when you call me at Wisconsin Christian News, 715-486-8066, or email Rob, R-O-B, at wisconsinchristiannews.com and ask for message number 473.
This has been the Truth Commentary with Rob Pugh, publisher of the Wisconsin Christian News. Find us on the internet at wisconsinchristiannews.com. Questions and comments? Email Rob, R-O-B, at wisconsinchristiannews.com.
The views expressed are those of the speaker.